It's a question from Garth, who is asking, would you suggest we debrief children following each and every contact or just very regularly?
I think if there's, well, my best practice would say after every contact. But, of course, best practice isn't always possible when people have got big caseloads. But it certainly certainly should be done. There should be, I think what I hear from a lot of children is that their social workers read the contact notes but don't actually talk to the children about contact, and they don't talk to the parents about contact. They just read the contact notes. There really does need to be a proper partnership between the child and the social worker, the child and the social worker and the parents, and really thinking about how each contact is going. It is such an important resource for information about relationships. And if our plan is that the children should return home, we really do need to think about how we manage contact and how we make contact the most positive experience for the children, so that when they do go home, that positive experience of having spent time together continues. If we don't handle contact well, then perhaps that child, it limits the ability of that child to go home. It's interesting also, I think one of the other references that's in the guides is the Australia research that said that the amount of contact a child has does not influence whether or not that child goes home. It's the quality of the contact that influences whether or not that child goes home.
Okay, thanks, Norma, for